This evening, we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Zachariah Digiscaria. Achin is presently serving as the vicar of St. Gregorius Orthodox Church of Kansas City. At this time, we invite Achin to lead us in a devotional message for the church.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and always and forever. Amen. This evening, if you have your Bibles, if you could please open up to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. St. Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Baruch Mo. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one true God, forever and ever. Amen. I know many of you were anticipating our beloved Ebi Shemashin to be leading the devotional message for this evening, but Shemashin had called due to an emergency at the Long Island area. There's a lot of great storms going through, and Shemashin is residing at the Northeast Edmonton, where they are without power at this time. So I just thought I'd just share a few points regarding this passage that we have read this evening from St. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. As we just celebrated the Feast of the Holy Cross, I thought that we must still continue to prepare our hearts, minds, and souls so that through our lives, the gospel of salvation may be proclaimed to all. There's no doubt that we are often called to leave our comfort zones in order to do this. We even hear in the psalm, "Forget thine own people and thy father's house." And we are called to become stewards of the gospel. In this gospel passage that we just read, we read the story of Jesus coming out of Judea to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman comes out and cries out to Jesus, seeking mercy. And here we are reminded of the mission of Christ, where his, quote, "coming out" is in accordance with God's will, so that we might experience salvation. If we think from the perspective of this Canaanite, she was a member of a race of people that were cast out from the presence of the Jews. And this person, a woman for that matter, we must be aware of the great shame this woman had taken upon herself in order to come before Christ to make her plea. Thus, we have a duty, whether we are weak or strong, rich or poor, to find our way to Christ, who has made his journey to us a reality. It is only through the coming out of both Christ and this woman that this situation could have been a reality. So when this woman came out and she sought mercy because an evil spirit had possessed her daughter, it's quite interesting to note that Christ first replied not even with one word. It is a strange occurrence in the course of this gospel that we see a non-responsive Jesus who utters not even a single word when this Canaanite woman shames herself in order to come before his presence. If we look throughout the Gospels, we see a Jesus who is responsive to all those who entreat him, beseech him, and even question him. It is definitely an interesting occurrence, but such events are not utilized to bring Jesus down and question him, but rather in order to bring us, the readers, to special attention. The very fact an account of this nature exists in Scripture, one where we see Jesus displaying ideals contrary to what we usually are accustomed to, it serves to teach us a powerful lesson. The focus of Christ's message was not based on this Canaanite woman's understanding, but on the understanding and faith of the disciple or the reader. Now, this woman who lowered and shamed herself, probably hearing that Jesus had healed others, is faced with a moment of rejection. If we are placed in a similar situation, and we fail to obtain that which we have worked so hard for, most of us, I think, would simply give up and move on. We would not realize that this was actually a call for perseverance and a call to strengthen our faith, which is what this woman demonstrated for us. This woman displays perseverance, and she continues to follow Christ. And we read in the Gospel, as it says in the following, "He answered," that is Jesus, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But then this woman came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." And the woman said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." His silence was not enough. The use of such strong language by Jesus should have been a clear indication, at least to us, that this woman should have left his presence. Not once, but twice, she almost faced these moments of rejection. When Jesus makes the statement that he was sent only for the sheep of Israel, we must ask ourselves, was this really the case? If that was so, then how did we, the mere Gentiles, find our way to Christ? Christ is challenging the listener and us, the readers, and he is calling to our attention the response of faith that would soon come from this innocent woman, who is coming to Christ only in faith and knowledge that he is the Lord. When Christ says, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs," it is the humble response of this woman that reveals the true nature and desire for Christ's mercy. This woman knew that she was not worthy, but she faced a moment of humiliation to the point where she responds to Jesus saying that even a dog finds its place around the master's table. The dogs take no part in the meal, but it will receive and eat what it is able to. I think for a moment we must all stand in awe at the humility of this woman. Even when she was denied, she continued to persist. Even when she was compared for a moment to the dogs who eat from the tables, she resisted pride, and she lowered herself to accept her place in order to receive even a small amount of mercy from Christ. Brothers and sisters, this is a great example for us. We must be able to empty ourselves of pride and any worldly thoughts so that instead we may be filled with the love and mercy of Christ, so that together with him we may become co-workers of the gospel. Christ had rejected this woman several times in order to reach the climax of this account, where he exclaimed aloud and said, "O woman, great is your faith." This woman was given a crown, and she was found in honor in the sight of the Lord. Christ told this woman, "Be it done for you as you desire," words full of meaning that display clearly the true power of our faith in God. Christ did not allow the Canaanite woman to be defined by the social, cultural, and religious norms of the time, as we often do in our dealings with one another. He demonstrated a new and holy way, and that is the way of the heart. It is the way for us to follow. It is the radical way of self-denial, of unlimited compassion and unconditional love. This is who we really are and who we are meant to be. The spiritual life that we endure today is a journey to the center of the heart. It is a choice that we have to make every moment that we live. We can choose love over hate, peace over war, mercy over judgment, selflessness over selfishness anytime we want, and in any situation that we face and in any encounter that we have. Every moment of our lives is rich with possibilities, both good and bad. It is truly up to us to choose the good, the narrow, and the selfless path. That is the price, or that is the path that Christ has shown us through his sacrifice on the cross. As the crumbs of bread from the master's table was the food that the Canaanite woman so desired, I hope and pray that we desire and prepare ourselves to receive the food and drink from the holy and atoning altar of our Lord that is offered to us so freely every Sunday when we go to worship. This is the only way that we can be spiritually healed and strengthened and enabled to choose that path that is the way of the heart, that is the way for us to follow. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon us and save us. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us. Unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.